Hi, my name is Carly Anna, and you are listening to another episode of CE Over It. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode. This week, we are going to get really personal and talk about what to do in your business when life gets hard. I shared an Instagram story last week about how we had an update with my in-law situation and how it's been affecting my business. When you are someone who's a quote-unquote thought leader, hate that word, but we're going to use it for content's sake. And how do you still come up with content and thoughts and ideas and be creative when your life is literally burning two steps behind you? So we're going to talk a little bit about the updates that's happening there and also some things that have helped me and just a lot of like spicy hot takes. I get real passionate in this episode talking about my life and how beautiful it is. So welcome. Also, side note, my kids are home and I feel like they're being really loud. Maybe it's just because I have a headache that is starting to come on that I feel like they're being really loud. And sometimes it's hard for me to edit out that background noise of them screaming. So I apologize if you hear like little kids like, wah, wah, wah. That's exactly what's happening. So I apologize in advance. Okay, before we get into today's episode, let's start with snacks and tracks because I feel like I'm going to go off a little bit with a personal life update. If you've been watching my Instagram stories on my personal Instagram page on Carly Anna, you probably saw a little bit. I mean, you guys already know because I've spilled some of the beans here about what's happening with my in-laws, but I have a little bit of an update there. So cliffhanger. Okay, snacks and tracks. The books that I have been reading. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's get into the books. I am currently reading Funny Story by Emily Henry. So far, 10 out of 10. I really like it. It's taking me a little bit longer to get through this book than it would a normal Emily Henry book. I don't know why, but I do really like it. Emily Henry is always 10 out of 10. Like, it's hard for me not to like an Emily Henry book. She's just like a quality romance, rom-com type of book. Like, it just takes me 2 seconds to get sucked into any of her books. And so I could never like give her anything less. So it's a solid, you know, Emily Henry book. If you like rom-com, you'll like her. Ooh, okay. But I did read A Fate Inked in Blood by Daniel L. Jensen. I don't know if anyone would be familiar. It's a newer book, I guess. I didn't realize that. I've seen the cover. It's like got the cover of this like girl. She's got blonde hair. She's like really long and she's like holding up a hand and it's glowing. It's a really beautiful cover, actually, especially for someone that has a cover with a person on it. I just feel like those covers are always ugly and heinous. But this cover has a person on it and it's actually a really beautiful cover. At least I think so. I don't know. Some of you guys are going to come for my throat and be like, Carly, let's take away your taste. It's disgusting. But this book is really good. I can't believe more people aren't talking about it. I finished it a week ago and I'm pissed. Actually, maybe don't read it because I am pissed that I hopped onto this train so early. I love to finish or to read books when the whole series is out. And I did not realize that the whole series wasn't out. I didn't realize how freaking new this author is. It's so good. It's like a Scottish, how would I describe this? Kind of like, it's obviously like ACOTAR, Throne of Glass, but like there's also a marriage of convenience in there. But she doesn't end up falling in love with the guy that she marries. Like the whole romance is between her. So she marries this Scottish warlord leader. I can't remember whatever it is that they call. And she does it to save her family. But she doesn't end up falling in love with him. She ends up falling in love with his son. And it is chef's kiss. So good. The romance. Ooh, had me like curling my toes and like squealing. Oh, I was dying. And I've also feel like because it's maybe like more of a Scottish type of fairy tale, I haven't personally ever read anything like this. And so it had me enthralled in a way that I haven't been enthralled in a really long time with a fantasy romance. Like if you're looking for something that's like comfortable in a fantasy romance and it's every trope that you feel like you know, but you still want it to be new and fresh and slightly out of your comfort zone where you're just like, oh, I didn't know about all the Scottish gods and I didn't know about all the lore behind all this stuff. Like that to me is very, very interesting. And so I really, really liked this book. It is smutty. So if you do or do not like that, you know, beware of that. For me, I don't know. I don't like a book that is like obviously all about smut. I don't like books where it's like, okay, it's got like a naked man on the front. And I know it's just going to all be sexy. And I'm like, no, I need a plot. But don't mind it here and there. And I did feel like this was a little bit more on the smutty end of things, but it was good. It was still good. The plot was definitely driven. And I loved the main character. Like, and that's another main thing for me. Like, if the main character is annoying, I will hate the book. But if the main character is cool and driven, and I mean, she doesn't have to be driven. Like, even if she's just like cool and I'm like, yeah, I could see myself making some of those decisions, I like it. Some of that is her thought process and problem solving skills, I guess, felt to me a little dumb. I was like, oh my gosh, girl, please. Like, I feel like I saw the twist at the end coming a mile away. And so that was kind of annoying, but like, I still loved it. I ate it up. It was fun. I liked it. I will 100% be reading more. Oh, you know what book it reminds me more of than anything? More than Throne of Glass and more than ACOTAR is, I guess it kind of reminds me still of ACOTAR, but if you have ever read the Guild books, that's what this book reminds me of. It's so much of Guild, but not... It's like a very different way. So anyways, I really liked it. I think you would guys would really, really like it. Oh, it's so good. I'm obsessed. So anyways, that's what I've been reading, eating. Oh, I had something that I wanted to share with you guys. Oh, so there's this another Costco snack. Surprise, surprise. Oh my gosh, guys, rip Costco from my freaking dirty hands. I can never get enough of Costco snacks. But I think I told you guys about the Costco meatballs that I'm obsessed with. That same brand. I got to look it up. What is the brand of... I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it at Costco. Look how dumb I am searching this up on Google. I feel so dumb. Not the Kirkland Signature ones. It's... Oh, the Amylu? A-M-Y-L-U brand. So they do tons of meatballs. And I think I've talked about the meatballs on here. I love the cranberry and jalapeno meatballs. I love their chicken basil parmesan meatballs. I always have their meatballs in my fridge, except for the teriyaki ones. I don't know why I don't like their teriyaki. I just don't think I'm a fan of teriyaki pineapple in general. But anyways, they have these like chicken crumble things. It's not even a thing. It's just like this pack of meat that's like already cooked and made. And it's called chicken crumbles. It tastes so freaking good. I will literally just like put it in a pan and put some like peas and carrots in it, put some raw rice ramen in there, and even LJ, my son, who is so picky, was like, oh, mom, what are these noodles? Can we have these noodles again? Why? These noodles are so good. It was so freaking good. And for feeding my family, it comes with like 2 packs for $10. You can feed, like, 1 pack feeds my whole family. It's a dinner. So I'm like, a whole dinner for like $5? Heck yes. I'm going to eat that up every single time. So I really enjoyed it. It's high in protein. It was so easy to cook. Like, it's one of my lazy dinner meals. I think I'm going to be buying 2 packs of it next time I go to Costco just so we can have it like once a week. I don't know. I'm like such a rotation type of girly. I find a meal and I'm like, okay, it's going into our weekly rotation. Like, we have waffles. We eat waffles every single week. Protein waffles every single week for dinner. We kind of change it up in the type of waffles that we do, but like, we'll do either like a chocolate waffle, pumpkin waffles, strawberry waffles, you know, but it's always some sort of waffles. We always have some sort of meatball because of the Costco meatballs. So we have been doing obviously the cranberry and jalapeno. Like, when those are in stock at Costco, we have those once a week, but we'll have it on toast or with some asparagus on the side or like with something, like mix it in with potatoes or something like that. When it's the Parmesan chicken meatballs, then we have spaghetti or we have like meatball sandwiches or stuff like that. So we have that once a week. And like this chicken crumble thing, I think is going to be once a week. We also, because beef is so freaking expensive, we only allow ourselves to have beef once a week, but it's like a little special treat because my husband loves beef. I like it, but I'm like, whatever. So we have beef once a week and we rotate between beef and broccoli, where we rotate between like beef tacos. And those are the two like beef meals that we rotate every week. And then there's like a few other things that we rotate between. Like, we'll have like curry is a really easy meal, or we do homemade pizzas, which is surprisingly actually a really easy meal for us because me and my husband will usually do someone will have tortilla pizzas. Like, if I don't feel like I want to make dough, we do tortilla pizzas. And that's like super, super easy. Sometimes if I'm feeling super adventurous, I'll make the dough, but like I will make a healthy dough. Which, not that dough isn't unhealthy, but it's just like protein dough. And that doesn't ever need to be risen. Like, I don't have to wait time for rice. It's literally just like flour, Greek yogurt, and maybe a little bit of baking soda or baking powder or something like that. And then some like garlic and seasonings and stuff like that. But that's like literally what my pizza dough is. And it's so freaking easy to make. So you can tell I'm like very lazy in the way I make my meals. I mean, I actually love to cook, but... Yeah, I should like, there's like always like one hard meal a week that I make. I don't like I have any hard meals. this week that I'm making. So I can't really give you guys an example. But anyways, that's like something into my meal prep that like nobody ever asked about that I just thought I would share with you guys. Because I am such a girl that like loves to eat the same food every single day. And I crave that. Like I miss the meals when I'm like out of town for a week. I'm like, I really miss my meatballs. I really miss my Oreo protein shake that I have every day. Like I love eating the same thing every single day at the same time. And like in the way that I know I'm gonna make it, I get so much comfort for it. And I cannot tell you why. Like someone diagnose me, please, because obviously I need help. Oh my gosh. Anyways. Okay. So into the personal life update. This is like personal / business. So I wanted to talk about this. I talked about a little about my stories and I just want to give a little bit of an update, but also like where we're at with everything and how it's affecting our business. So I've hesitated to give you guys an update on like what's happening with my in-laws. If you haven't or you don't know what's going on with my in-laws, we have been having just a rough patch in our relationship, to say the absolute very least. Like that is honestly the nicest way I can put it, is to say we're having a rough patch. And we've been trying to figure it out for the past 6 months. Like honestly, we have been figuring this out since Thanksgiving of last year. And it's now, May? So it's been a really long time that we have been actively trying, going back and forth to figure out what's happening. But we haven't seen them in person in 6 months. We've just been doing phone calls. We tried to see them last week. It didn't work out. But basically just phone calls and like texts every once in a while. But that's how we've been trying to figure this out. But oh my gosh, you guys. I mean, obviously this has been happening for longer than that, but oh my God, I cannot tell you guys how exhausting the past 6 months have been. I mean, every time I think it can't get worse, it gets worse, this situation. It's getting to the point where it's just like literally a Reese's situation. It's not who the F did I marry? It is who the F is the family that I married. And it just gets crazier and crazier every step of the way. The point where we're like recording conversations, we're taking screenshots of things because we're like, there is absolutely no way in hell that this is real. No freaking way is this the life that I am living right now. Like I listen to phone calls with my in-laws and I'm just like, how am I hearing the words that I am hearing right now? Like, how is this someone that I know? And I'm not going to air any dirty laundry out on the World Wide Web. And I'm not going to say this is exactly what's happened. But like, you guys like would be astounded at the things that I've said. Like, if I just told you one tiny little thing that has come out of their mouths or that I've seen in a text, just or one little tiny thing that they did, like, you would be shocked. Like, I don't even think I can prepare you for how bad some of the things are. Things that no human should ever do to another human, let alone another human do to their own family. It's absolutely wild. And anyways, the reason why I wanted to share that is because of two things, is that, and I've kind of already talked about the first a little bit, but I shared on my Instagram story how hard it is to do business when your brain is absolute mush. And not just like any business around ever. Like, of course, it's hard to be the decision maker in any type of business when your brain is mush. But when you are the decision maker, but you also have to be, and I hate this word, but the thought leader in your space, and you have to be sharing your opinions and your expert thoughts and being creative all the time, it is actually impossible to do that when you mentally feel unsafe. I had a follower DM me about how, you know, all that stuff is like literally impossible. And I really appreciated her DM because I thought it was so good. And I was like, yes, you are 100% right. Like, you can not only just feel physically unsafe, but like you can feel mentally unsafe. And when you feel mentally unsafe, you cannot be creative. You cannot be inspirational. You cannot come up with new content. Or if you do, it is so freaking hard. It's so freaking hard. It feels like pulling out teeth. Where versus like 6 months ago, I'm like, oh yeah, let's do this. Let's do that. Here's my idea here and there. And I just don't feel like anybody necessarily talks about how hard it is to run a business that is centered around your brain when your brain feels like absolute shit. What do you do? And so like, one, I just wanted to share a few things that I feel like I have been doing the past 6 months that have really, really, really helped me when I am going through this healing era, if you will. I feel like actually now I'm joining and entering into my healing era, and I'll explain why in a second. But the past 6 months have just been like trying to go through the trenches of being unsafe, and it just happening over and over and over again. Is one, I have been reusing content, and that has saved my butt so many freaking times. Reusing content when I feel like shiz. I've used this when I'm pregnant too, because my physical safety is not there. Like my brain is just gone. And you can reuse it, and it doesn't have to be like the same caption, the same graphic that you use. But if you're like, okay, wow, that post really worked, I'm going to now go post that into a reel. And I can still be a little bit creative. Like I have a new caption where it's now relative in a different way, but I'm just going to reuse that same content. Like that's exactly what you need to do. Like that's my number one biggest tip, is to reuse freaking content in so many different ways. You can reuse some one piece of content in five different ways. Just repurpose it. My second thing is I have joined, well, I went to therapy. I love therapy, therapy, therapy. But having not just therapy, but like having different health, how do I phrase say this? I've invested in my health in different ways too, just outside of therapy. One is I have invested in, and she's actually one of my one-to-one clients, so of course I want to shout her out, at the Fit Flamingo. She has what is called Feel Good Monthly, and she opens up and has all these meditations on there. Like, guys, I have never done meditations like I have with Madison from the Fit Flamingo. She is the exact type of meditation that I need right now. Like, she is the most warm, friendly person in the entire world. And so she just like she has one on, like, oh, when you're feeling anxious, when you can't sleep, when like the one I just saw that came out today was like a lymphatic drainage one, which I'm like, oh, that sounds fun. But just like, okay, let's go through. Her wake up one is my absolute favorite. I listen to it every single day. Oh, here's one. A productivity boost. Breath work to feel focused, productive, and efficient in your day. Here's a period friendly one. Just breathe, a sweet little meditation for when you don't know when to pick. Here's a folding laundry one. Like, it just feels so approachable and so like a warm hug. And I feel like when I'm going through something hard, yes, I need to take time and space to breathe, but like I don't want to be like, and listen to your body, because I'm like, my body hates me right now. Like, I need someone to tell me and hype me up how freaking happy everything is. And so I have really, really loved Madison's Feel Good Monthly. It's like $7 a month, guys. And she's just the sweetest, best person ever. And that has her meditations specifically, like the ones that are like, hey, when you're feeling anxious, when you're feeling this, but like the sleep and wake up ones, I do every single day and I love. And that has really, 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 really helped. So anyways, just wanted to open up the conversation to talk about, like, what have you guys been doing when you feel like your personal life is going through hell? And what's helped you? Because I think that's an important conversation to have. Another, okay, let's like take a turn now. Here's another thing that I want to talk about, like what to do, you know, when your personal life is taking through your business and it's just like seeping through every part of your business. And you're like, I feel like I cannot contain my personal life because it's just pouring through every corner of my business. Like I'm, you know, not following up on emails. I miss this, or I'm tired because of this and I don't get to show up as my best self. Like one of the things that someone DM'd me and they said that I really wanted to share too, it was just like, you know what, let's just like let our clients know like where you're at and what's happening. And you don't need to give them every single detail, but like letting them know is 100% okay. Like you can do that. And everyone will probably like be like, you know what, that's human. That's normal. I get it. That's how life goes, and be more than empathetic. And if they're not, like they're obviously not the clients for you. And I think letting people know is 100% okay. Like even like what I did is letting my social media followers and you guys know, because I was like, I feel like I've been letting my social media followers down and like my community and my mom and even my in-laws, like they all saw that. And we'll talk about that in a second. But they're like, why do you just need to let like random strangers on the internet know like what's happening? And to me, I'm like, those aren't freaking random internet strangers. Like I feel like I have a connection with a lot of my followers. And like they're doing me, like this is my business. This is how I make money. Like this is my job, is to talk about myself and to talk about the things that are happening and relate them back to business. Like it's not just me sharing business tips all the time. Like I need to be a relatable freaking human being as well. Like it is my job to share my life on business. And whether people like it or not, like that is my job. That's part of being a business owner, especially a freelancer when you're like a thought leader or whatever. Like you have to be a relatable human. And so there's something that I feel like has been standing in the way of me being relatable and me being vulnerable on Instagram, because of all this happening, I haven't wanted to be vulnerable on Instagram. It's been hard when I'm like, hey, like here's a hard little thing going on, but like actually my life is blowing up in the background. And I'm glad I haven't talked about it a whole ton like while it was happening, because I think it was really traumatic to process while it was happening. And I still didn't even really understand what was happening. And so parts of me don't. And I think the more time passes, like the more I'll be able to like talk about what has happened and stuff. I don't know. Again, I still don't really feel I need to share it on social media. Where was I going with this? I just feel like I started ranting. Oh, I remember. You have every right as a human being to talk about the things that you are going through. These are my experiences and these are my feelings. And you have every right as a human being to talk about your experiences and your human being because they happen to you. Like, just because they involve another person doesn't mean that you're not allowed to talk about them. If that person did a horrible thing and they find it embarrassing to have you talk about the embarrassing, horrible thing that they did to you, like, guess what, babe? You shouldn't have done it. If it's so embarrassing to talk about, why did you do it? That's the bigger question, is we're more worried about, oh, she talked about it, that she did this and this and this and this, rather than the person who actually did it. Like, that's absolutely batshit crazy to me that we care more about the person who's talking about the thing that happened than the person who did the thing that actually was nuts. And here's the thing too. Gossiping is only gossiping if you're talking about stuff that didn't actually happen. Or if you wouldn't actually say it to their face. That's what gossiping is. If you're on your business page talking about something that happened to you, I'm not gossiping. I'm not just sharing this on the World Wide Web for fun. Like, this is my job. And this is a really crappy thing that's happened to me. You don't need to necessarily like share out, you know, details of what's happening. And of course, we don't want to go into people's privacy and we don't want to share details and we don't need to like be mean about it to other people. But I think like when you're coming on and you're talking maturely, hey, this is something that's been happening. I want to be real about it and I want to share this is a very real traumatic thing that's happened. And here's how I'm dealing with it. Like, I think, and that honestly will show more maturity rather than it being like, oh my gosh, she's just airing out dirty laundry. Like, if a guy were to come on and to talk about something that's hard and something that's happened, like, so many people would be like, oh my gosh, that's so brave. Look at him. Wow, go, go, go. But like, as soon as a woman goes and she starts on her business page, starts talking about, yeah, this hard thing that's happened and here's how I'm transitioning and dealing with it, it's all of a sudden gossiping. It's airing out dirty laundry. Do you know what I mean? So I'm just like, no, I'm so sick of people shutting women up because they are scared of the stories that they have to tell. When in reality, the stories they have to tell, are we mad at the women for telling those stories of things that happened to them? Or should we be mad at the people who gave them the stories to tell? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And I say that because like all my in-laws, they started somehow looking at that Instagram story. Like, I don't know who the heck sent that story to them, but someone, because none of them follow me. So someone sent them the Instagram story and yes, it gives me so much anxiety knowing that I have a little mole or there's a secret account that one of them have or something and they're sharing it to everyone. Like, yes, that gives me so much anxiety. I just try not to think about it, honestly. Anyways, they started saying mean things. And one of the things that they were really, really mad about was like, oh my gosh, how dare she start airing out her dirty laundry on the internet? And I'm just so sick and freaking tired of it. I'm so tired of it. Like, I didn't say anything mean. I didn't say anything that exploited anyone's personal life. I was very respectful of the situation that's happening. So is that me being reactionary? Or is this me just simply talking about and addressing something that has very real life happened? Like, why are you guys getting mad at me? Like, can we get mad at the people who did this to me? Do you know what I mean? Like, why am I the one for telling the story and not even the full story of like everything that's happened, being the one that's in trouble? And so like, I think that can go into like when you have a hard client experience. Like, so many people hate when graphic designers share hard client experiences on social media because they're like, oh, but no other graphic designer or no other client is going to want to hire you because you shared that one bad experience. It's like, okay, if someone sees that story and they're like, oh yeah, I better not share her because they're going to, or hire her because if I do something mean, she's going to talk about it. Probably a good thing that you didn't hire me, because were you planning on doing something mean? Were you planning on, you know, doing stuff behind my back? And are you just like not wanting to hire me because like I will talk about it and I will confront it and I'm not scared to? Do you know what I mean? Like, no, I just am so, so sick and tired of that. And listen, I know there's going to be people who are going to be like, but why stir the pot, Carly? Why stir the pot? Like, and don't you just want to be happy? Wouldn't it be so much better to be happy rather than be right? Oh my gosh, what a triggering phrase. Because here's the thing, I think a lot of people will use that as a controlling, manipulative technique to say, well, who cares? It's just a little thing. It's just a little thing coming on your Instagram story and talking about your personal life. It's such a little thing. But if in the end, it is going to make you feel, you personally, feel better to address your followers, to address things of what's happening, then you need to do it. If you can look in the grand scheme of things and not just worry about other people's reactions or how is this person going to see me and how is this person going to see me? And oh my gosh, people are going to think that I'm being dramatic and weird. But if you look at yourself and how you are going to feel in 6 months from now, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I was honest about that situation and how I felt about it. There is nothing wrong with being honest about how you feel and what is happening. That's not you being right. That's you being honest. And of course, there are always situations where it's like, okay, that's such a little thing. And of course, we can choose our happiness every single day. And sometimes it does, like in a marriage, you have to choose, okay, like that little thing, whatever, I'm going to ignore it because, you know, I left this, whatever. But like, I also think that there's a way to then I can talk about it with my husband at the end of the day and say, hey, you left that little thing on the floor. It kind of bugged me. And I know we're working on it. I'm not mad about it. But like, can we talk about it? I just need to address it. I just need to address it. I just need to be honest about the fact that it did bug me. And it's okay. You're okay. We're fine. But I can still be honest with you. Do you know what I mean? And so I think that there's a way to go about conflict and to go about hard things that are happening in our life where we are still being honest with ourselves and with our world and with the people that we interact with without it needing to be right all the time. And I feel like when I shared all these hard things that were happening on my Instagram story, it wasn't necessarily me trying to be right and me trying to backstab. It was just like me being honest. And so I think if you're trying to question whether or not I should come out on my business page and talk about something or, you know, this story or that story or personal life that's happening, I think you just need to just approach it in honesty. And I think 100% of the time you're going to be right. And you say, like, if this person were to see it, I mean, of course, I might be scared of their reaction, but is that something I would probably want to say to their face? That like, yeah, this person's been mean to me. Yep. Something I would say to their face. I've actually been trying to say it to their face for a long time. They just won't talk to me in a way that I appreciate, you know. If I haven't been happy the past 6 months trying to make other people happy and trying to preserve the peace, I mean, bitch, I've been doing this for years where I have been trying so hard to play into someone else's little game where I'm like, you know what? Yes, fine. I don't think that's the right way to do this, but we will because I know what's going to make you happy. And then still at the end of the freaking day, people have the audacity to get mad at me. I'm like, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm going to say what I want now. Who the freak cares? So if you want to talk about your divorce on TikTok or Instagram on your business page, talk about it. If you want to talk about a horrible, nasty thing that a client did to you, talk about it. Again, be respectful. Be nice about it. Respect people's privacy. You don't have to go out there and freak out on Instagram. But this person is so horrible to me. Blah, 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 blah. Like, honestly, like, I think it's so cool to come onto my Instagram and to be like, yeah, this person sucked. That's the true, honest facts. But like, here I am still living my best life. I'm not letting it, you know, get to me. But yeah, it happened. It did. And I'm not hiding it for them. I'm not trying to protect that person. I'm protecting me and my business. And if it's affecting my business, what you did to me, I will be talking about it. And I hope and pray that like none of you guys have to go through an experience where you go through people pleasing and you're like, okay, I'll do this for the sake of someone else being happy. Because you think of their happiness is going to equal your happiness. It never does. Just say what you want. Say it. Do what you want and do it without apology, without excuse. Because you're not a mean person for having your own opinions, having your own thoughts, experiencing hard things and talking about it. That is 100% human to do that. What changed it for me was a week ago, we were supposed to see some in-laws and I feel like we're like, okay, we're going to try to repair this. We're going to meet on mutual ground, you know, whatever. We're both going to try really hard. And it never ended up happening. In fact, we just got another phone call on Sunday of just people yelling at us and screaming at us. And it was the worst phone call ever. But honestly, it was nothing new. It wasn't anything new. It was just the same thing happening over and over again. And I was like, why are we trying? Like, this is so dumb. And I just remember like hearing the things that were being said. And I was just like, you know what? Like, we might as well just say what we really want, because no matter what we do, no matter what we try, like, we are going to get in trouble. We are going to get hated for. people are going to be mean to us, like, no matter what we do. So we might as well just say what we really want and do what we really want. Because we have been trying to, like, I was like, okay, well, I don't really feel comfortable. Like, for example, I'll just give one example. Okay. Like, I don't feel comfortable going to my in-laws' house because of things that have been said. And they kept trying to change and manipulate it so we would go to their house. And finally, I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm so over fighting this. Like, we'll go over to their house. It's going to be uncomfortable and it's going to get weird, but, like, we'll go over. So we text them, like, okay, yeah, sure, we'll go over. That's fine. But we just want to make sure, like, are you sure that's okay? Because you guys had been previously very mad at us for some of the behaviors, I guess, that we did inside of your house. And we never really figured out what those behaviors were. Like, we don't really still understand, like, why it is that you're mad at us every time we go into your house. Are you and we didn't say that, but I was just like, are you sure you want us in your house? And so we just got a phone call of just people yelling at us and saying, like, I can't. So you don't want to see us? You don't want to see us? Oh, my gosh. And we were like, no, we want to see you. But, like, I mean, we all feel very uncomfortable in your house. Like, I know you guys feel uncomfortable with us in our house. So why are we trying to get it to your house? Like, this feels weird. And so we never ended up seeing this. He ended up calling us and talking to us for 3 hours, just yelling at us about how much we don't want to see them and da da da, because we simply, even though I said, fine, we will go over to your house, but, like, let's just make sure. Simply because we checked to make sure that was okay. I feel uncomfortable saying that because that's, like, the tiniest little thing. Like, that's not even the worst of the things that they've done. So it's like, this is so stupid. Like, I feel like I tried so hard. Like, that was a huge boundary for me. Huge. Like, 6 months ago when this all started, I was like, Aladdin, I really do not feel like we could go into that house again. Some massive things are going to have to change in order for us to go. Nothing had changed ever. And so I was like, I still don't feel comfortable. And I had told that to Leiden over and over and over again. And Leiden agreed with me. We were just like, yeah, we cannot go into that house. Like, that's our one major boundary, because that just the things that were said and just everything that happened about that stupid house. I was like, I just don't know how I could feel safe and how I could feel safe having my kids in that house again. I do not want to do it. And I was like, I will see them. I don't care. We can go do whatever we want. I just cannot go into that house. I can't do it. I can't. And so for me to finally say, fine, like, I will do it. Like, you had to have broken me down pretty far. It just, and that's always how it works, right? Like, the clients or the people that, like, we finally bend our boundaries for and we say, fine, I'll do it. Like, that's where we get chewed out. That's where we always get the least respect for. And it's like, I went the furthest for you. Like, I don't think you guys understand, like, how hard it was for me to push that boundary or whatever it was. And so, I mean, put this into your client relationships too. Like, I mean, those clients that are constantly pushing the boundaries, like, those are the ones that are never going to be happy ever, 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 ever. And that's how it is with clients. It's just now going into my personal life, when those friends or those family members who are constantly pushing your boundaries and not respecting them, and then you feel like, okay, I will do it. I'll push my boundary for you. And you go that extra mile. It's never respected, ever. In fact, it's like, why didn't you do more? And it's like, are you for reals? I did the most. I did the most for you. Yeah, like, here we are again getting yelled at. And I remember I was talking to my sister-in-law about it, who's been through, like, similar things that we're going through now. And I was like, I'm kind of just, like, done with this. Like, we might as well just, like, say what we want to say. Like, we've been dancing around this issue for months and months and months and months. Like, I just want to say what I want to say. And she said something to me that has so far stuck with me, and I think it will. She was like, you know what? Because she's now years and years past what we are now going through. And she was like, I held back so much while I was going through that. And I didn't say this and I didn't say that because I was trying to be the nice person in the relationship. And she's like, honestly, my only regret now years later is that I didn't say exactly how I feel years later. And I didn't say the things that I wanted to. And I feel like for me, that was such a weight off my chest, because I was like, that's amazing, because I feel like I'm, you know, you always feel like I'm gonna regret saying this, but then it's still stuck inside your body when you don't say it, where I'm just like, oh, like, can we just talk honestly about what's happening? Like, I feel like I need to say this. You know what I mean? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? And I don't think it's also, like, mean to just say how you're feeling. Like, why do sometimes women get portrayed at saying exactly how they're feeling as mean? When I'm saying, hey, you have hurt me, this hurts, and I just need to let you know. Or I just need to, like, let you guys know what is actually happening in this situation. Like me coming on Instagram and saying, hey, this is what's actually happening. Like, I'm not protecting them anymore, but this is what's happening. And I need to talk about it. And I need to share it with you guys. Like, how in the world is that me being mean? It's not. I think we just live in this freaking world where women are constantly getting berated and judged for being too emotional and reactionary to everything that's happening around them. And if I can come on my Instagram and say, this is something that's been really hard that's happened to me, and I'm being mature about it, I'm not being mean, I'm just, again, stating how I feel and how it's affected my business. And even, you know, I don't even think you need to do that, but like, that's not mean. It's not. So anyways, I hope, like, for those of you guys who are like, I've been dealing with a really, really hard thing, and I don't know, like, how do I deal with it inside my business? And how do I show up on social media when I'm dealing with all this stuff? If there's something that you feel like you need to come out and say, be like, this has been happening and it sucks, say it. If you had a hard client, say it. It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to share that life has been hard. And I think when you bring it actually more into your business, and not, again, in the details, but like when you're aware of it and your followers are aware of it, I think people are just going to be honestly more empathetic than anything and understanding of what's happening. And we're going to get a more well-rounded you and understanding of like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot more sense actually about why you've been doing this or why this has happened. And I can give a little bit more insight and background on some of my helpful tips or things like that. So hopefully you guys liked this episode. I don't think I really have anything else to say before I start getting too rambly and too crazy. Overall, though, I just really, really hope that you guys walk away with this idea that you can say whatever it is that you want to say on your business Instagram page. Say it. You are not going to hurt anyone's feelings by being honest. And by being kind. And it's not unkind to be honest. You can be both. There are ways to go about your business where you can still talk about what's happened without you being unkind. Like, I just am so, so tired of people shutting women up and talking about their experiences. And so I hope you leave this episode like fired up and ready to just like share it all, of course, to at a point that you're comfortable with. You don't need to share everything in every single little detail, but man, if there's something where you're like, should I share it? Should I not share it? Just share it. I promise you, you're not going to regret sharing it. I promise you. So anyways, I love you guys all. I'll see you guys next week. Have a great week.